Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And I love Thursdays because we get to hear from the coordinators of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo and Jim O'Neill. And we get to kind of get into the matchups. We get to get into what it is going to be when the Arizona Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns lock up at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. We get kind of to dive in. We get to highlight some players for you. Last week we knew. We told you about William Hayes. He ended up coming out and having a big game for the St. Louis Rams week four with Shaq Barrett. Hopefully we're going to highlight people from the other teams, though, who have bad games.
Yes.
And don't come in and get a couple sacks on the Cleveland Browns. So that'll be the goal for today's show. But I do love these Thursday shows. We got a lot to talk about. The Cavaliers looking much like the champions everybody wants them to be. We've got the home opener coming up tomorrow night, which will be a lot of fun. And we're going to get to a game together this
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely,
we are. I appreciate how you honor your commitments to other people. It's noble.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And it would have been for those of you out there. Nathan reached out to me and asked.
And the kid, if
I could go to.
It'd have been an all Friday day for the three.
It would have been an all Friday. We'd have got used to each other that day. But to go to the home opener, and I, my wife and I. With my mother having a successful heart surgery, it's been a crazy week.
And we're glad she's doing
yes,
well.
Yes, thank you. So thank you for all the concerns and prayers. It's always helpful. But we're going to head in. We obligated ourselves to go out with friends, and I had turned down an opportunity to go to the game prior to you inviting me. So it would have been, how would I look?
Double whammy.
How would I have looked I said, no, not your tickets. I know I'm going to go with my friends, Nathan, who have better tickets, and stand up to people that probably have already got their babysitter and that are going to meet us out. To enjoy it,
and you know
an
you would
evening.
Have, you would end up on TV or on the Jumbotron or something.
Kiss
for
cam
sure.
or something, oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that. I know they're open here in Cleveland. But anyway, it is going to be a good week for Cleveland. Hopefully we're going to get a little Cavs victory Friday, a Browns victory at home against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. The Cardinals currently 4.5-point favorites against the Browns. Interesting line.
It's dropped, hasn't it?
It opened at 6, okay. And it's now 4.5 points. And the Browns are certainly looking to get the job done and get to 3-5 on the season against an NFC West team here. And it's an opportunity to really, if you can go out and play a good game. Now, you played a good game against the undefeated Denver Broncos. You were right there. You felt like you had a chance to win that one because, well, you did. And then you played a pretty good – if you come out and play a good game against this team, I think that will show a lot as well because, as we've said all week, this is the most complete football team the Browns have played, top four in total offense and in total defense this season. No team scored more touchdowns on the year. They're second, averaging 32.7 a game. And they're pretty good. Number 2 rusher in the NFL, leading quarterback, touchdown passer in the NFL. This is a complete offense, and we know the defense is very good with some young guys who are really kind of stepping up. The Honey Badger, Patrick
yes.
Peterson. You got a veteran in Calais Campbell. Deion Buchanan playing very well for them, kind of in that hybrid linebacker role that we almost kind of saw Mark Barron in, where he's kind of somewhat a DB, but he's also coming in and playing at the linebacker position, playing very, very well. So this is a tough defense for the Browns to contend with this week.
It is, but I think the ultimate difference maker, to me personally, having been to every home game doing the pregame show, is going to be the fans,
the dog pound.
Using First Energy Stadium and the way in which we play when we play at home to an advantage and use that against an offense that we hope – and yes, it's outdoors. Put them on silent count. Let's get them making the road mistakes after a big victory on Monday night and a bye week fresh after the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, they do. And let's go out there and let's get it done. As I said, we're going to go through the offensive matchups, position by position, the defensive matchups. We're also going to let you know what things we think perhaps the Browns can exploit. And really, when you go through it, there aren't a lot of weaknesses in the game for this team, but there is one thing that has stood out to me in doing my research for this game, and that is they have struggled, and I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals, they have struggled to contain running backs out of the backfield. Now, I expect they're using that Deion Buchanan at what they call the dollar linebacker position. What does that mean exactly?
Dollar linebacker position is essentially it's like a dime linebacker. So in our system, we bring in we roll with 3 corners, 3 safeties.
Okay.
When they get into this package, the dollar linebacker can play as if he's a cornerish type of player and alignment, but he's playing, you know, with the reads and the physicality of a linebacker.
Okay, so Deion Buchanan, this is in their notes. The rookie is playing the dollar linebacker position this season, and he's a 2014 first-round pick, so second-year player, I'm sorry, contributing at the dollar linebacker position, leads the team 62 tackles, and he had 13 last week in Week 5 against Detroit. So this is a guy, it's that hybrid look, and that's what Mark Barron did, and Mark Barron racked up 16 tackles against the Cleveland Browns. It's an interesting thing, and you're starting to see more of it in the NFL.
And what it is, you know, in a 4-3 defense, it's like he's like an overhang player. You know, where predominantly when you think linebacker, you think a linebacker is in the box. This is a guy, for you Buckeye fans out there, this is that Darren Lee type of position on the defense where you're walked out over number two or the slot receiver, but your read is the end man on the line of scrimmage. So everything that you do is you react to what you see or what's happening with that end man on the line of scrimmage. Is it a pass kick? Or is it a down block in the run game, and you react off that end man on the line? And, of course, you have responsibilities within your defense, but it's a very reactionary position. And by being in that walk or that overhang, as I like to play it, you know, overhanging outside that defensive end, probably like a 2x2, like I'm sorry, two yards out from him, 4 yards, you know, back, is you're skating clean. So your inside guys, when you're a part of the box, the offensive line and the tight ends and potentially the fullback or the extra tight end a lot for the four down linemen and the two linebackers in the box. And it's very difficult to account for what that dollar linebacker or that, you know, that nickel or that dime player is actually doing out there because he's kind of out of sight, out of mind. So he skates in and reacts very fast and makes a lot of plays.
And the way you got it, they've given up a receiving touchdown to a running back in two of their last three games. And in the Lions game, the running backs had 13 catches for 75 yards. Week one, they got the ball to the Saints running backs 15 times for 154 yards.
So a lot of Duke?
So I think you're going to try to see, you're going to see a lot of Duke right now. He has been certainly so far a bright spot. Number three receiver on the Cleveland Browns behind only Travis Benjamin and, of course, Big Play Gare.
And I've been on My rookie year in the National Football League, LaDainian Tomlinson, of course, was drafted fifth overall there in San Diego. But I was on a team that was a bad team where LaDainian Tomlinson had over 100 receptions on a bad football team.
Yeah, and last year it was Matt Forte and that Mark Trestman offense going over
that. Another bad football team.
Larry Centers back in the day for the Arizona Cardinals had the record prior to that. So here's what we've got lined up for you here today. We've got at 1:30, Josh Weinfuss, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter, covering the Arizona Cardinals. At 1:45, we'll go through the Browns, Cardinals, and compare the offenses. On 2 o'clock, it's defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. At 2:15, we will compare the defenses of these two teams. At 2:30, offensive coordinator John DeFilippo will be with us. Our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day is, as you get ready for the Cardinals, what's the matchup the Browns have to win on Sunday, and which Cardinals player on offense scares you the most? And to me, I don't even know if there is one particular matchup that I would say the Browns have to win this one particular matchup. I think you're going to see a lot of Honey Badger shadowing Big Play Gare, or maybe it'll be Deion Buchanan on Big Play Gare, and they'll drop Honey Badger down and try to have him flank Duke Johnson out of the backfield. I think they have the talent and the speed to try to take away those two guys, and I'm sure they're going to look to do that. They have been very, very effective against tight ends this year. Not a single tight end has scored or reached 55 yards against the Cardinals this season. Now, remember, when Gary Barnes played the Ravens, they hadn't allowed a tight end over 30 yards, and you know what he did to them. So that is, I think, going to be interesting. I don't know if there's one matchup that you say the Browns have to win because this is such a complete football team in the Arizona Cardinals. To me, they're going to have to win the turnover battle. And it's going to have to be – you're going to have to be plus on the turnover battle if you want to win this game.
You absolutely do. And I think as we go through both sides of the football and winning the matchups, it would not surprise me that as balanced as the Cardinals are, that if they win every matchup, but what I think we need to identify is what matchups do you think we can get close and potentially, you know, on Sunday win, that'll be the difference. Because is it really offensive line, defensive line? Is it our ability as a defensive front to stop Chris Johnson and limit him and force Carson Palmer to have to throw the ball 40-plus times? He's pretty good there.
Maybe
as well.
He's good.
I know, but I mean, that being said, with Gip back potentially, with Hayden back potentially, you're liking that matchup a little bit more. So that, I think, is the point of emphasis. We may go through and we're going to go Cardinals, 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 but which ones really matter that if we win, it could be a victory for us on Sunday.
And we will go through that. And that's why I think the turnover thing is so important. And we will have Joe Haden back. I talked to him yesterday. He is fired up to be back. He said his body feels so good. He's just got to get himself ready to go on Sunday. And he feels like he will be able to do that. And he certainly is looking forward to returning. In terms of which Cardinals player on offense scares you the most, I'm going to say Chris Johnson right out of the gate, solely because Chris Johnson and running the football has been the Achilles heel of this team, and it's been a strength of this Arizona team. And if they can't stop the run, you're going to get 120, 150 yards out of Chris Johnson. It makes the play action all the more effective, and they've got three great receivers. In the passing game, the guy that scares me the most is John Brown. Home run hitter, big time speed, can get you 20 yards on a play anytime he touches the football. He makes me a little nervous. I think Larry Fitzgerald, and we've seen Joe Haden play Larry Fitzgerald in the past, that's a good matchup for him. Guy with not a lot of speed. You can be physical
possession
with him.
Possession receiver, big guy.
And that's a good matchup for Joe Haden. Michael Floyd on Tremont Williams. Tremont's going to give up a little bit of size there. Yep. But Kaywan Williams on John Brown is going to be a big-time matchup, and that is going to be one that the Browns have to at least get a push out of if they want to come out on top.
I agree. And the most important individual to me, as we understand what this Cleveland Browns team was really predominantly predicated to do with stopping the run and earn the right to rush the passer, is putting pressure on Carson Palmer. For all those aforementioned individuals that make the Arizona Cardinals so good, Fitzgerald and Brown and Floyd and Chris Johnson on the backfield, our ability to play physically up front, to penetrate, to be active, and to knock Carson Palmer around, because you pointed out, yes, we have a 36-year-old quarterback that gets beaten battered every week, it seems, with the concussion and then now his shoulder this week because of the amount of pressure that we're getting. But they have a 36-year-old quarterback too. And this is a guy that's come back from multiple injuries that at some point has to be feeling the effect and would love to throw from a clean pocket all day to deliver it to very skilled wide receivers. But if you knock him around, I think you can affect this football game. And then you're going to see more Chris Johnson, and you hope that your defense is tuned up and ready to stop the run.
Yes, indeed you do, because if you don't do it, you talked about all those factors, if you don't stop the run, it just gives them so much more to work with. When all of a sudden they show play action and wit and Tashaun Gibson take that step down, and then all of a sudden John Brown's behind them, that's how you give up big plays, when you have to worry about those play action fakes and honor them. The Browns need to stop the run in this one, but I think John Brown, the guy certainly to keep an eye on. 216-578-0850. Again, our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. What's the matchup the Browns have to win on Sunday? And who on this Cardinals team scares you the most from an offensive standpoint? Again, we'll talk to Josh Weinfuss at 1:30. Offensive matchups, 1:45. 2 o'clock, Jim O'Neill. 2:15, defensive matchups. 2:30, offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. Loaded show here on this Thursday. The kickoff of Week 8 in the National Football League with the Patriots and the new-look Miami Dolphins under Dan Campbell, looking to do battle to kick things off in week number 8. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after this.